This is Just Stay a Little Longer, a The Hobbit fanfic written by Sospace and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Feely Keely, with additional tags for major canon character deaths, significant spoilers for the end of the book and presumably movie number 3, and some violence, as well as hints of sibling incest. Feely lies on the battlefield and feels nothing but searing pain. It's in his head and in his heart, eating away at his memories, his thoughts, taking everything that makes him who he is and tossing it carelessly to the winds of the world. And he can think of nothing but the glazed look in his brother's eyes, the blood smeared across his skin. Keely fell, crashing in the bloody mud, arrow through his throat and death on his lips. Billy's heart goes cold, and he screams his brother's name to the empty skies and the laughing birds. The pain takes him after a while, and everything goes dark. He sleeps for a long time. Feely. The battle must be over. There are no cries of hurt, no roars of dark, gloating joy. It's quiet, almost peaceful. Feely thinks of summer days above the mountains, grass tickling his ears, his brother at his side. He's comfortable. He could stay here for a long time. Feely, open your eyes. That's Keely's voice. That's Keely's voice! Feely opens his eyes, and Keely is leaning over him, throat unarrowed, face unbloodied. His hair is tucked back behind his ears, his hands are heavy on Feely's shoulders, and Feely surges up, wrapping his brother in his arms and holding him tight, so tight. His breaths are short, gasping. Brother... he rasps. Brother, I thought you died. Keely is solid and warm and breathing. I did, brother, he answers, and his hand smooths down Felia's back. So did you. Feely doesn't understand. Keely? Keely draws back. Pulls him to his feet. Erebor is gone, the lonely mountain nothing more than a memory. They stand in a vast, airy hall, vaulted arches stretching off in all directions without an end in sight. And they're not alone. The ways around them are full of their kin, quiet and bright-eyed, all young and hale. Spirits. Souls. Feely's heart thuds loud in his chest. Oh, he says, and remembers the orc's spear, its gleeful eyes. He forces himself to breathe, and then turns to his brother, says, The others? Keely takes his hand. I don't know, he says. I haven't been here long. I was looking, I don't know for how long, but then I saw you, and I forgot everything else. And Feely's throat is suddenly tight. He pulls Keely closer, says, I saw you die. Keely's eyes are full of pain. I know, he says. I'm sorry, I was too reckless. I saw you fall before... He trails off. It's still too soon. I got you killed. He manages, finally. Forgive me. Feely brushes his thumb across his brother's cheek, still with only the faintest smattering of stubble. I'd rather die than live without you. he answers quietly, honestly. There's nothing to forgive. He rests his forehead against Keely's, feels them breathe the same air. There's no pain, no hurt, just quietness and acceptance. Keely's eyes are closed, his skin unwind. Time passes unmeasured. Feely presses his palm to his brother's chest, feels his heart beating steadily, and doesn't think about the way he died without a cry. Hushed tones whisper around the halls, and Keely's hands are tight in his jacket.
Feely. Keely.
Feely doesn't let go of his brother when he turns. He lost him once, if only for a moment. He's never losing him again. Thorin stands a breath away, his eyes dark and pained, and he's thudding forward, tugging them both into his embrace, crushing them to his chest so tight Feely thinks he might break.
You fools!
Keely laughs softly.
Thank you, Uncle,
he answers, squeezes Feely's hand.
It's all right. We're fine.
And Feely thinks about watching his brother die. About carrion birds and glazed eyes. And then he sees Keely's smile and Thorin's eyes blaze with relief, with love. And he says, we're at peace. The end.
Reader's notes. So Calicaria showed me a picture of Feely and Keely, which invoked great and terrible feelings of the, oh my god, they're going to die type. And, well, I had to combat that with, okay, fine, they died, but they still get a happy ever after, because I'm really glad that Tolkien made the whole afterlife thing, it's part of canon. So they're totally going to meet up again and be soulmates forever. That is my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, so I had to combat all my feelings with more feelings. Hopefully you're having feelings too. Thank you for listening. I hope this helps after the end of movie 3. And try not to cry. Have a nice day.